Okay. Hey, September is self-love month. How long has it been since you acknowledged the effort that you make every day, or said a kind word to yourself, or patted yourself on the back? When's the last time you checked in with your inner child or sent her or him some love? I have a meditation for that, by the way. Today is the day to say it and to feel it deep in your heart. Listen to my inner child meditation with a link in the bio. You may experience such a heart-opening moment. And if you could use a dose of self-love, I definitely suggest you try it. It's on Insight Timer. And so this week, I want you to start something new. Maybe write yourself a love letter or a poem or a bullet journal page. And if you're feeling brave, share it. Share it with me. Just message me and let me know what it is, or share it with your best friend. And if you're having trouble complimenting yourself, take some time to think about all the great things that you've done, all the great things about you, all the great things that have worked in the past. I already know there are going to be so many. And then take that list and write them into a letter to yourself. Write something special just for you. It could be written on a post-it note and placed around your house or in the car or in a cupboard. When you open a cupboard, you can see it there and be reminded. It could be written on beautiful paper and mailed to yourself. And when it arrives, like some days later, you'll get this beautiful surprise. The world needs more love, and what better place to start than with yourself? So what comes up when I mention self-love? What would you like to learn most about self-love during self-love month of September? Sometimes we think self-love is being selfish. Sometimes we think it's being conceited. Self-love is neither of those, and it is essential for you to have your own back. Having your own back is self-love, to be on your own side when things don't go right, because it's inevitable things won't go right, and you need to be able to be on your own side. So no one has everything going right. No one has it all together. No one has everything all sunshine and daisies all the time. So being able to love yourself can make the difference between wallowing in self-pity and picking yourself up and moving on. So there's nothing selfish or conceited about supporting yourself and keeping on going until you attain what it is you want. So what is your favorite self-love ritual, or which one do you want to start? One of mine is walking. I do walk a lot. I do 10,000 steps, but I love it. And sometimes it's me time. Sometimes it's friend chatting time. And sometimes it's share on Instagram time. So I'll give you some more suggestions on ways to add self-love to your day that are really quick and free. You could spend 2 to 5 minutes every morning before you get out of bed, before you open your eyes. You can be focusing on what you want from the day. Like, just before you get out of bed, just give yourself 2 to 5 minutes. You could be thinking about one thing that you are grateful for about yourself each day. And it would be helpful if you chose a specific time of day or a specific activity. For instance, every time you take a sip of water, you can think, what am I grateful for? I mean, maybe it's the ability to pick up the glass of water. But tying it to a specific thing, like first thing in the morning before you open your eyes, or just after you open your eyes, or having a sip of water, it makes it easier to remember to do it. You could leave your bedroom. Every time you leave your bedroom, you could tidy it so that every time you walk into your bedroom, it's welcoming. You could listen to one of my meditations once a day. I have a visualize your best day meditation. It's probably 2 or 3 minutes long. Listen to that every day. And you could book your free consultation. You can book your free consultation with me. And it can begin your self-love journey, because you'll learn on the call what you want to do to start your self-love journey. I help my clients love themselves more, so they're able to say yes to themselves. And this is how I can help you too. So how about your first act of self-love is to book a consultation? So it's an awesome process where I let you know on the call, as I said, where you are blocked and how to move out of it. And this is your opportunity for a self-love transformation. Often, self-love doesn't come naturally. It didn't to me, especially after a life of living, saying yes to others. Excuse me, and not to ourselves. I need that glass of water. So are you ready for more? Let me know what your new self-love activity is. This is September Self-Love Month. So what will you spend 2 to 5 minutes every day loving yourself more on, with, doing any of the things? What will you do that will show yourself and that will build your self-love muscle? Okay, thanks. Let me know. Message me, leave a message, leave an emoji, any of the things. I want to know how you are going to help yourself learn and grow your self-love muscle. Bye.